Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Polish Detective, published by Constable in 2018. Today's book is all about ritual murders, Polish and Scottish relations, and nature. Detective Sergeant Dania Gorska has moved to Dundee from London after her recent divorce. 2 weeks into her new job, a woman is found dead, strung up like a scarecrow in a field. The woman is an academic at the local university who specialises in Indigenous religions. Gorska begins to investigate and finds that the woman was poisoned using extracts from yew trees, and she was also part of the local group of Druids. Gorska's brother Marek is also living in Dundee. An investigative reporter, he's gone undercover to find out more about the local Druids. But how much information can he share with his sister without her spoiling his story? And vice versa. In addition to the murders, yes, more bodies are found, there's also the case of two missing young women who disappeared months earlier. While the case is now closed after texts were received from the girls saying that they're now living in London, one of the girls' sisters is convinced that they're being held somewhere against their will. As the investigation centres around the lands of the local laird, an eccentric sculptor who employs many Polish farmhands, and Gorska is warned off by her superiors, what can she do to solve the murders? And is the case connected to the missing girls? The Polish Detective is a fresh perspective on the police procedural novel. The murder investigation is intertwined with questions about nationality and religious intolerance. As an outsider, Gorska can look at Dundee and its people through a different lens, with its drug problems, violence, and ties to the countryside. The druidic cult, which seems very popular in Dundee, is trying to reconnect with the land and create a better world, while others look to local plants for the best way to kill their enemies. Gorska is originally from Poland, and her English is accented. And in the background of the story, the EU referendum is taking place. And while Poles have had a long history and connection with Scotland, not everyone wants them to stay permanently. She also has a close but complicated relationship with her brother. Alike in many ways, they're both ambitious, but there's often conflict in the object of their desires. The Polish Detective is filled with rich and nuanced female characters. Gorska herself, one of the victims, Gorska's subordinate and wing woman, Anna, as well as one of the missing girl's sisters, Jen, a strange and withdrawn teenager interested in autopsies and conducting her own scientific experiments. For a short book, there's a lot going on in The Polish Detective, from druids to Brexit to heroin, along with a slew of delightful red herrings, action sequences, and twists to keep the reader on their toes. So if you like nature worship, strange murders, resourceful women, Chopin, scientific experiments, and vodka, you might like The Polish Detective by Hania Allen. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.